I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Henry, who is a dear friend over the years, and for those of you who don't know, Henry became a friend because we were friends on the radio. And I had this great, terrible moment. I thought he was asking me to dinner, and he wasn't. And he never heard it. He never understood what had happened. But a whole city busted my balls over it. I thought he'd said dinner Saturday night. That was an invitation. Mm-hmm. And I accepted, which he never heard. Like, right. You understand, he's the kindest, sweetest, most genuine
treasure.
He is an American treasure. But when this crew gets a hold of this, I can't wait to meet you on Friday. Jake's coming out. He's going out Friday or Saturday?
Going out Friday, I think.
All right, now let me ask you a question. Saturday night, dinner.
Yes.
Best restaurant, Kansas City.
Still hurts me so much.
Still painful. It's painful to hear.
You can literally, he couldn't hear me. He didn't know what I'd accepted. And then he didn't hear me just do the noise, man. Because that's so real.
It's such a sound of fail.
He had, yeah, because I was like, you just accepted an invitation that wasn't even there. And then I was glad he didn't hear it, which didn't at least didn't embarrass me
right
in front of him, which I was thankful for. But then the call started to roll in, and this was the ball kicking of all ball kicking. You talk about soccer, dude. Mm. Just like, it was goal, and it was hundreds, if not thousands, of phone calls and texts. And because they just thought it was the funniest thing they'd ever heard in their life, man. Which, thankfully, drove us down this crazy path where we ended up meeting, having a breakfast together, which we supplied the food that was terrible, unfortunately. And ended up being just a very dear friend who I love very, very much, man. He's the great, the legend, Henry Winkler.
Born October 30th in Manhattan, New York, our next guest is one of the most beloved people we have ever had on the show, from his iconic work on the series Happy Days, to movies such as Night Shift and The Waterboy, to his Emmy Award-winning work on the HBO series Barry, as well as his career as a best-selling children's book author. And now, the entire new season of Barry is streaming on HBO Max. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show and Hollywood icon, Henry Winkler.
Mr. Henry Winkler, how are you?
That's me!
I love you. Love you, love you, love you.
Thank you. You know what? I have to say, without embarrassment, I love you too.
Yeah, that makes me feel great. I really mean that. Like, you are...
Yeah, no, it's true, and that's it. That's everything you're going to get from me.
Hey, how was the fishing?
Oh, my God. First of all, it's my dream. Second of all, it was gorgeous. Third of all, it was so cold, it took me till the next day at 10 o'clock in the morning to get warm.
Oof, yeah, you were out there in the
middle. And I was wearing 5 or 6 layers.
And you love this. I mean, this is
your thing. I love it. And the other thing, you're not allowed to say it when you're there, but the wind. You know, you cast 20 yards out, 20 feet maybe. Well, whatever it is, you cast, and the wind blows it back 10 feet, so your line is at your feet and never gets to the fish.
Right.
But I had a great time. I caught some wonderful fish. I ate at our friend Jimmy Kimmel's lodge.
Right.
Delicious food.
Isn't Jimmy Kimmel a great human?
Oh, yeah, he really is.
Yeah, no, I think he is.
He really is.
I've been looking into this fly fishing thing. So, you know, as a kid who grew up in Kansas, I just a pond fish and a lake fish if I do at all. And it's really hard. Like, when you look at that, I didn't realize, like, that's not a what you'd call a proper reel by Kansas terms. It's a fly fishing reel. And the way that you cast it, and even the way you pull the rod back behind you again to take the slack up when you catch a fish and then handle the line. I was trying to get a kind of an understanding of it. It's really, that's
it
a hard
thing. It will take you about a half an hour to learn and a lifetime to perfect.
Right.
You pick the line off the water, and you stop your rod when you pick it up at 12 o'clock. And the line loads up behind you. It sails behind you. And then you have a feeling, you get a feeling, when it's time and you bring your rod forward and you stop at 2 o'clock. And your line shoots out and gently kisses the water with your fly. And then you have to attend to the line to make sure the fly is moving at exactly the rate that a natural bug is moving or the fish won't look at it. Then you've got a quarter of a second. Once the fish makes a move on your fly to set the hook in cartilage so you don't really hurt the fish, and then you invite the fish into your boat, you hold the fish, give the fish a kiss, take a picture, and put the fish back. I won't even eat a trout in a restaurant.
No, why would you? You've already seen the best of the best. If you weren't going to take that one back, why would you ever eat a restaurant trout?
Oh, my God, they're so beautiful. I cannot contribute to that.
Now, you know I have fish in my pond. I've got that 3-acre pond at Disgraceland where I've got at least 12 koi in summer at 32 inches now.
Oh, my. But how, they stay for a long time, don't they? They get old.
Yeah, no, so God willing, man. And so I feed them every day, and I've got the catfish and then the grass carp, and of course all the bluegill and the red-eared perch, but they all wait underneath the deck every day. They all get fed, and they've all got names from Liberace to Chris Calico across the board. All of them have names.
Wait a minute. Ho. I didn't hear a fish by the name of Henry.
Well, this is a terrible story then, because I did have a fish named...
Don't tell me I died.
Yes, you did.
Don't tell me I'm dead.
Yes. Oh, man. This is why I never told you.
Like, one version.
My favorite one was this big, beautiful...
Your favorite one is dead.
It doesn't fuel my hatred and serious anger.
Why do I get up so early in the morning and dial? Do you know how it is? There are so many numbers to dial you, and then you tell me that the fish is dead.
I know. I've never told you that for a reason. For a reason.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do they come to their name?
No, they don't.
They only come to the food, right?
They only come to the food, but they do.
What
like
are
people.
Some? What are the fish's names?
Big Ferdinand, Little Ferdinand. We got Liberace.
All right, Big Ferdinand is out.
He's done. He's done. Done.
He's Henry now.
All right.
What does he know? He doesn't care.
No, they don't. He doesn't mind at all.
As long as he gets his food.
We've got a giant.
But I'll tell you something. You name him Henry, you will see him smile.
Yeah. Listen, here's the thing. You get extra attached. Like, I didn't name my ducks for 4 years because I was like, look, I can't get to know you guys that well. If I get to know you, then something's going to happen. I'm going to get all tore up inside. And eventually, last year, I named them Chuck and Larry.
Okay, fine. You know what? You're a sissy. come on, with a duck.
Yeah, you know that these ducks, so they were given to me, Henry, and I don't. They don't fly, so they won't leave in the winter. So I have to trap them. I take them in my building, and then they have a swimming pool and a 10x10 cage. And every day, there's a 300-gallon water tank in there. I have to keep refilling. I give them a brand new swimming pool of water, and they stay in. And last year they wouldn't come inside. I couldn't get them in the cage. So every day throughout the winter, no matter how cold it was, I had to have a generator running out there. There's no electricity, and have an aerator to keep the pond open so that they would have water and the animals and the predators couldn't get to them. And that became duck survival for there was a 3-month period that I was out of my mind.
Okay. I'm just telling you right now. As soon as we hang up, I'm packing. I'm moving to your house. I need an aerator. I need a heated pool. I need to be fed every day, and I'll walk down the carpet. I don't care.
Listen, it's you and I. I'm coming to your house. Why don't you have a trout pond at your house so you could just look at it?
Oh, no. You know what? We have a drought. I couldn't have trout because of the drought.
That's your next children's book.
The back lawn. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking my back lawn I'm going to make maybe artificial.
You know what? Good. They make great stuff out there. That looks perfect.
Yeah. So I need someone to, some company who wants to promote, hey, Henry Winkler's got a back lawn. It's ours. It's artificial. And they give it to me.
You? Who wouldn't do that for you? You are...
So many people, I can't tell you.
We have to talk about your love of Patrick Mahomes. That has made...
Well, you know what? Come on. So, I don't really know football, but I watch football, especially with my son Max and Jed, and sometimes their friends come over and we watch football. And you watch... Now, there are really good quarterbacks out there. You know, and there have been unbelievable quarterbacks in the past. But Patrick Mahomes he was put on this planet to play the game.
Yeah.
His mind, his instinct, his ability, his arm, everything is what I'm going to make the perfect player of football, and his name will be Patrick. And I'm crazy about him. I never met him. I'd like to have a selfie with him one day.
Isn't that great? And because I'm the same. I'm not a sports guy. It just wasn't my jam. But there's something about watching it's so natural and so unrehearsed and so genuine. And then that crazy goofy smile he'll get, and you're like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. His story and who he is what makes it so attractive to me. Like, I love a good story about a good guy, and especially when it's so unorthodox.
Yeah. Now, I don't even know that story, but I'm telling you, I know that he is unbelievable. And my other favorite team is the Seahawks, because when my son went to USC, now this is one of the great things about being a celebrity. I was allowed to come onto the field when Pete Carroll was the coach. Now, Pete Carroll is the kind of guy that once he gets into a city and he's there for a while, he immediately starts a foundation for children.
Nice.
And his assistant picked me up at my house, and we went to schools where I read my books to these children who don't have a lot of opportunity. Because, I went there because of Pete Carroll. So Max and I flew up to Seattle. Max is a little ADD. We ate at 5 restaurants in about a day and a half because he heard they were great.
Right.
And we went and watched the Seahawks play. So the Seahawks, I love them.
Yeah. We can arrange you and Mahomes. There's got to be a way, because I would just say he is America's quarterback at this point. Like, everybody loves him. He's just young and able and smiling and happy. And he's what we want our heroes
and
to be.
Improvisational.
And yes,
you know, he reads the field instantaneously. And I'm not saying that there are not other wonderful quarterbacks. I don't know their names, but they're big. I can point them out because they're taller than everybody else. But
you invited him to your house. You even said the meal that you would cook for Mahomes.
Oh, my God. And, I have a new meal. But this one is also for you. Scallops with shallots and sautéed peaches.
Really?
Oh. I'm telling you that I involuntarily yelled at the table in my own house.
I have no doubt that's true.
It was people came from the neighbors came and said, "Is he all right?" That's was that the like the death rattle?
I've been on this Catch of the Pepe tear.
Well, that is not necessarily made in my house, but it's made down the street at a restaurant called John and Vinny's, and they never fail. It is just a great Italian restaurant. There are two of them in L.A.
So we've got to see each other soon. I mean it. Like, yeah, we got to get you to Kansas City. We got to set something up with Patrick Mahomes so you guys can say hello together.
Yes!
You know. And listen, if I can bribe the great Henry Winkler with a Patrick Mahomes and slide in there just so I can say hi to my friend, allow me to see if I can put this together.
Absolutely.
I love you.
And he can bring a guest. You can bring a guest. And it will be terrific.
It would be wonderful.
You we'll all sit 6 feet apart, and pretty much you'll be in the parking lot.
I've been binging. I've been binging with Sassy Von Fancy Pants, by the way, is absolutely consumed with Barry this year. When I tell you this.
Do you know why?
She's
Do you know why?
Because it's great.
No, because she's got great taste.
Well, in TV anyway.
But can I tell you one thing? Here's the truth. Now, I'm in it. And I'm grateful beyond that I was picked to be part of this family, this ensemble. But this third year, and I'm willing to say this unabashedly, is some of the most intense work I have ever done as an actor since June 30th, 1970. That's no joke. That is no sales pitch.
No, it's true.
Oh, my God. Have you gotten to the end of three?
Just at it. Just at it.
Oh, so in other words, the answer is no.
No. Well, listen, what happens is, if I get tired, I will...
What gets in your way?
If I get tired, I force myself out of the room because I don't want to see it like if I'm dozing off. I want to have it complete in my head.
Okay, now, so. I have never asked you this. I've never wanted to talk to you that much anyway, but when you watch it, when you watch the end of season three, I need you to get in touch,
okay.
And we need to talk about it.
Okay. I will predict this.
All I will tell you, I will give you no spoilers, except that I work with an actor by the name of Robert Wisdom. Robert Wisdom plays Janice's father,
right.
The girl who Barry killed last year, who was the love of my life.
You are going to get your second Emmy, if I can predict this. There's definitely Emmys. There's Emmys coming for this season. There's no doubt. Come on.
Yeah, sure. The Emmy's coming, but not necessarily for me. But I don't know. I will say to you, I did vote for myself.
You better have.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's just, and I know they're going to pick you up, but will everybody choose to keep going, you think?
You mean in the series?
Yeah. Do you think Bill Hader wants to?
Well, that's up to Bill. The only question I ask Bill at the beginning of every season is, am I dead? Do you kill me?
Look, there's two characters that have to be there, you and Bill. I mean, it doesn't, come on.
Yeah, but I will tell you that this year, he's going to direct all 8 episodes by himself next year.
Great.
We start in August.
And you've directed a lot of...
Yeah, but he's like another, I'm telling you, you know, that phrase, off the chain. He is off the chain.
What was your first
movie? He's on another level. Honest to God, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, but you'll never say anything. You're so self-deprecating. And when you
no. I'm very, very serious.
Well, he's certainly amazing. There's no doubt. I'm not refuting that.
He's amazing. He's amazing that he is directing, producing, writing, and in the scene with me, acting, and we are such great partners together.
I have to ask you, when was the first movie you ever directed?
The first movie was Memories of Me with Billy Crystal and Alan King, the late Alan King, the great monologist. He didn't tell jokes, he told stories.
Were you scared? Because to go from in front of the camera to behind it, it is obviously very different, and I can't
imagine. You know what? The first thing I ever directed, the three producers of Happy Days spun off a show called Chachi. Joni Loves Chachi.
Chachi, sure.
Right. So Eddie Milkus, Tom Miller, and Gary Marshall, my mentor, I can't remember his name, that's good, were standing in the middle of the street on Paramount lot. And I walked up to them. Men, how are you? Good to see you. They said, we're having a problem. I said, what is it? I'll solve it for you. I'm just being brash and funny. They said, we can't find a director for Joni Loves Chachi. I said, I'll do it. They went, okay. I went, I was kidding.
And then there it is.
And then I wore a red sweater the way Jerry Paris, who directed almost every episode of Happy Days, wore a red sweater every Friday night. I wore a red sweater, and that was my first directing job.
I love this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You direct. Tell me this, because there's another human being I don't know, but everything she does I think is incredible, and I think she's a national treasure. Did you direct A Smoky Mountain Christmas with Dolly?
I did. That was the first television movie that Dolly Parton was in. And you know who choreographed the opening?
No.
Paula Abdul.
Wow. Because that's back in
the 80s. She had just worked for the Laker girl. She was the choreographer and one of the dancers of the Laker girls. And she came in, and I said, if you can do that, boy, I would be so proud if you did this. But Dolly Parton, I don't even know if I have the words to describe the brilliance and the depth of her understanding of music, understanding of human nature, that voice that comes out of her. And I think she plays 19 instruments.
I think she's a treasure, is you. I do. I think
really, I'm not kidding. I would give up my treasure seat in order to stack mine on hers.
Yeah. No, she's...
She's something.
She's a good, right? She's one of the goods.
And you would love her because when you're having dinner with her, you would never know what she does if you didn't know what she does. You would just not take your eyes off her chest, but that, you know.
Well, we're human. We're only as God made us.
We're all human. Yes. We're all human, and I try very hard to turn my head. I cut my meat and never look down. I don't know what's going on. Oh. She is one of those people who is touched by the divine.
Yeah. Well, you know, she knows who she is.
She knows who she is, and funny and bawdy. And then I went to see her in concert at the amphitheater here in L.A. And you are just overtaken. It's like she wraps you in this tentacle of talent. Oh, come on, that's a great sentence. I just made that up. She wraps you in the tentacles of her talent. Thank you. Thank you. I myself am standing at my desk.
If you're joining us, by the way, the great Henry Winkler, Barry, the complete season now on HBO.
Yeah.
On demand, HBO Max.
Yes.
You've got all this.
But I'll tell you, honestly, you will not be disappointed.
Okay.
If the audience gives it the time, we will give them incredible entertainment. And I will go so far as to say at the last episode of the third season is jaw-dropping. I was in it. Oh, of course, you haven't seen it yet.
No. No, I'm going to watch it before I leave.
Oh, my God.
Listen, you know how it is. You got to hold things out in front of you. What if I need something to look forward to, Henry? If I have nothing to look forward to, then what will I be? It's
you know, that's so true. I look forward to a Pink's hot dog.
Yes, I haven't had a Pink's hot dog in I bet 7 years.
They've been on the same corner since 1947.
It's one of the first places I go when I get to LA is Pink's hot dogs.
Oh wow! Yep. In New York. We were just there for press for Barry. The first place I go is the burger joint in the lobby of
used
to be the Parker Meridian Hotel.
Behind the curtain.
Behind the velour curtain.
We ate there. I ate there in November.
Am I right? Is that not one of the best burgers?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. And it's the combination of the ground meat is not your average burger.
Oh, it's so good. The double cheese and fries. We sat there.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
Yeah, I see you and I taste it.
What's
going on with you? What's happening in your life?
I'm going to leave Friday.
That's it. I'm not that interested. Okay.
Jump on the bike and we're going to ride to Milwaukee. Then take the boat over to Muskegon to get a head start on the traffic early in the morning. Go to Detroit, up to Toronto, back around to Buffalo, Cleveland, Chicago, Des Moines, Kansas City over the course of 9 days.
Wow. Now, you pick these cities because?
We've done all the other routes. We've done Fairbanks, Alaska, back to Kansas City. We rode to Cabo San Lucas and back the other year. We've done Mazatlan. We did the Keys. We've done Nova Scotia.
And Fancy is going?
No, it's just Bob and I. Fancy, she does not love the 400, you know, mile days as much as Bob and I do. So A-hole Bob and I go, and he and I do that. She's not a big fan of ripping through 3,000 or 4,000 miles.
Okay, so you go 400 miles a day, honestly. You stop the motor, you tilt your bike, you put your kickstand down, you get off. Are your organs all in the same place?
It's actually, you get pretty used to it after a while. You just go numb. Just go numb down there. Just go numb, yeah. Cold beer makes it all better.
Ah, okay.
But that's going to be
our... Now, I will say in Cleveland, you said Cleveland, right?
Yes, sir.
There is a very, I think it's called Slayman.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one of the best corned beef sandwiches in America.
Okay.
All right? Detroit has a Greek restaurant section. There's like Greek Town.
Is that by the border? That's over by Corktown?
You know what? I don't know. I really don't know. All I know is a car takes me there when I speak there or do a Comic-Con there, and it's amazing.
I mean,
really great Greek restaurants, great Greek food.
Let me backtrack a moment, because you zipped right past it. You know what we're going to do while we're in Milwaukee.
Well, there is a statue.
Yes, yes, there is.
I'm pissed off because I'm very proud of the statue. I was there when they unveiled the statue. It's taller than I am.
Oh, damn.
Well, it's a pedestal. It's a pedestal.
I have to stand on a little ladder so we can be the same height when I take a picture. Now, let me ask you a question. Will you send me a picture?
Yes.
Of you?
Yes.
Because, you know, I get the greatest photographs of, there was a dancer, and it was during the summer, and she literally did a ballet in the arms of the statue. They dress me up as every sports team.
Oh, it's great.
People who just got married, moms and dads, the entire family. I have Ron Howard sent me a picture.
Because you have to. You have to.
Well, it makes me feel unbelievably wonderful.
Well, whether you like it or not, the whole world loves you, my friend.
Well, that's very lovely, but I want a picture of you and Bob with the statue.
Are you kidding me?
How about this? I walk up to the statue, and there are people taking a picture, and I just say, hey, excuse me, would you like me to take a picture of the both of you? And then they turn around, and now they're standing next to the statue, and they're looking at me. And they're looking at the statue, and they can't put it together that I'm standing, that the real is standing there shorter than the actual statue.
They're side-eyeing each other like, it looks like him, but it's littler than
it looks like him. Should we ask? Like,
Right.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm not going to keep you. I love you, and I'd love to
stay. I love you. We have the greatest conversations. Would you, hey, do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
I think I need like 40,000 more Twitter followers to get to 1 million.
Oh, let's do this.
It's taken me since 2011, I believe.
This is easy. I mean, for God's
sake. Yeah, so would you just promote that in every city?
Every city I will go. I will do it. We'll do it from our social media today. We'll
let
people know that they could join. Of course, Henry
McLaren. The last time you did that, I got six more people. That was good. Johnny, have the safest trip.
I will.
Be careful.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy. And I love talking to you.
I love talking to you.
And give my very best to Fancy Pants.
Indeed, I will. My best to Miss Stacy. You stay right there, Mr.
You bet.
What a joy. Truly. Like, I must be okay if he likes me. Dude, I literally can tell I hate myself so much anyway that I can just go, you must be okay somehow, some way if he likes you.
There's something in there.
Yeah, somewhere he sees something clearly nobody else can see. But Henry Winkler for Real, H. Winkler number 4, the word real, is his Twitter. So Henry or H. Winkler number 4, then R-E-A-L.
There's one.
That's it. So please, if you have a Twitter account, join him right away.
I'm in.
I'm an Instagram cat, and I wish he would, but he's got better things to do than screw with that. He does. He does tweet a lot, man, because he's a prolific content guy. Like he'll throw pictures, he'll share his life with you, his thoughts on the world. Like I watch him, or he'll answer people. Like he'll have discussions. He really likes it. H. Winkler number 4, and then R-E-A-L. Everybody should join. You have a Twitter account?
I do. I'll follow it.
Hurry up.
Okay.
Already done.
You already done?
Done.
See? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Much. Hey, I'm sure we do. We better follow him. I hope we do, Gregory.
Yes, we do.
All right. Do you have a Twitter account on your own?
I do.
Do it.
I am.
Tell your friends.
Yes.
Done.
Do it. Do it. Everybody, do it. Do it. Please do it. For God's sakes, guys, I don't ask for much. Could you try to make me look a little cooler than I really am? I'm not cool. I know I'm not cool. I know it's not cool. I'm not going to be cool, but maybe Henry will think I'm kind of cool if we can do this. So if you know anybody with a Twitter account, you can post up on your Twitter. You can tell other people. He would really like to get to a million. H. Winkler, number 4, R-E-A-L. That would be fantastic. He's a good dude.
Please and thank you.
By the way, I got to get him a Holmes jersey to put on the statue to take the picture.
Oh.
That's when I turned and looked at you weird. Yeah. He was like, what?
What?
What? I was like, I'll tell you in a minute. Calm down. I need him a Holmes jersey to take with me.
And they're everywhere. I'm sure Dick's Sporting Goods, where there's a rally house right here. I'm sure. They have.
I wish your kid doesn't have one I can borrow and then bring back.
He doesn't have one.
I mean, I don't mind buying it, but I just.
Somebody here has one.
It doesn't matter. I'll buy it. It's okay. But I just need to get one that clearly says Mahomes to put on the Fonzie statue.
Yeah. Yeah.
To send to him.
And flip it around so it has Mahomes across the chest.
We'll do it all.
Yeah.
We'll do it all. I'll do one wearing just the Mahomes jersey, but no pants next to it.
He's going to love that.
The whole time that whole conversation was going on, all I could hear was Bob in his office going, this was not in the schedule.
You know what? Bob's funny. Like when we went to Milwaukee a few years ago, and Bob is not a big side trip guy, right? And we had to walk. I go, hey, the Fonzie statue is over here. And he's like, oh. He was down. Like
he
got it. Like he gets it.
And it's
it,
funny
man.
That he talked about it being taller than him. Because if you look at it, yeah, it's clearly on a little, not a tall pedestal, but it's jacked up a little bit. But
credit, it really does look like him. Sometimes you'll see statues and you're like, that looks like anything like the person it's supposed to be.
When they do the NFL, the Hall of Fame bus
those are
every
terrible.
Year. Like, there'll be, like, one out of the 6 or 7 that actually look like the dude. The rest of them are awful.
Like, those people should be fired.
You know, I don't know if I've ever told him about the mural here in Kansas City, down in KCK with the Fonz on it. There's one on the side of a building.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. See, look at this. Oh, see, that's so good. I love this statue. Look at that. Yeah. I'm going to punch this kid.
Wow. Like, that's all he knew.
When does the ball gag get here?
That's all he knew. Hey.
You did punch.
He said, oh, like he saw an Instagram kitty. And then he said, hey.
It was as simple.
Just.
Guys, entertainment royalty. Aw.
Hey. It's just, what is wrong with this? Like, what do you suppose is the problem
with this
one over here?
It's a condition. No one realized until now.
Yeah. We'll get there.
We should get credit for having him here.
I know. We're just like, hey, man.
Shh. Gets the hose again.
We got to get that. I will find Mahomes' jersey, and we will get the picture done for sure. I'm going to have to get... It'll have to be I know the statue's like, hey, I'm just trying to... Now I'm sizing. I'm like, but it's got to go over the arms. They're going to be wrong. It's not like we can move them around. Like, I got to figure this thing out. So, what do you think? XL? Or do you think double XL?
XL, I would think. Well, but if it's taller than
I'm. I know. Well, he's on a pedestal, so that's why he's a little taller. But here's the size, because here's him with Henry.
I'm saying XL, and you can at least like put a clip on the back of it, like to hide how you would like a mannequin in a store. You can at least work with that because you don't want it to be a half shirt.
Whatever. All
you don't want it to be a half shirt Mahomes jersey.
Here's what I don't want to do. Fail my goddamn hero.
Nope.
All right, let's stay right
you
there.
You can
Hold
do
on.
This.
I got to do
this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.